And the constructive aspect of the exhibition is that a lot of people that they don't, that didn't even knew about hip hop culture, when they come over the exhibition, they see that for them it's a course. It's like they're getting educated about hip hop.
And that's the point.
And they've been like, oh, I didn't know that there were all those type of artists and entrepreneurs in the city. So they're really amazed by why they're seeing at the exhibition. It's really immersive.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, that's what's up. You know, that's the whole goal, man. You can't please everybody. At least we have it, and people are learning about hip-hop. So Montreal My City, I've been speaking with Capo Lamar. He's one of the creators of the Vision Hip-Hop Quebec exhibition happening at the Fire till March 26th. If you love hip-hop, you love black culture, you love paintings, you love artistry, and Malvin Clever was a talent, bro. Like, this dude, yo, they're going to pay him a lot of money to do this.
Let's go.
Monsieur Capo, thank you very much for being on the show. Make sure you come back. You know how we do things.
It's a pleasure.
All right, easy, brother.
Okay, take care. Bye.
All right, DJ, man, you already know what time it is. So this morning, you know, shout out to my boy Donald from Warner Music Canada. He sent me the new Aya Nakamura song, Dejen. And I got a dude out of Atlanta. He sent me a song called Bad Influence, my man Raquel Griefy. So, you know, it's the Guardians mix.
Let's go, baby.
But hold on, we got to play some commercials. we got to play like three of them joints, man. We got to play some commercials here, man. Much of my city. We're paying some bills. We're still doing our CKT funding drive. Till Infinity is the theme this year. We're trying to raise $35,000. This is a community radio station. Without you, Montreal, we cannot exist. We cannot prosper. So if you like the Morning Detour, you want to keep hearing the Morning Detour, please donate. We'll take anything. We already got $20. So we're $20 further. So I think we need 34 and change this sport. The number is 514-907-9424 or CKT.ca. After the mix, I'm going to talk about the merch, the Morning Detour merch that we on Fridays that you'll be able to procure online at Detour514 on our IG. So keep it live. We're coming to you live from DG Kick 6714 Fielding. This is the Morning Detour. Nobody is this hype necessarily. They say I'm on drugs.
But my only drug is hip hop.
You love this life.
It's the Morning Detour on the mighty CKT 90.3 FM.
Boost your business's bottom line by adopting new digital strategies and technologies. Get access to expert advice and apply for up to $15,000 in grants at canada.ca/digital-adoption. A message from the Government of Canada.
Time to play. CKUT is having a funding drive. CKUT is your community radio supporting events, culture, and shows, and playing the music you wouldn't even know you liked unless you heard it here. Give us a call. 514-907-9424. And give what you can.
Yes, sir, you already know what it is.
What it is.
This is Jason Alexander on behalf of THD Entertainment letting y'all know we're on CKUT 90.3 all month with the Montreal Sessions, myself, DJ Rossi Ross, and, of course, Colin Hassel on the drums.
Yes, sir, Montreal. That's Whose Vibe Is It Anyway? Mark your calendars 3 to 5 p.m. every Tuesday through the month of March. Hit us up on IG at THD Entertainment. Drop us a line. Let us know what you want to hear, what's popping in your neighborhood. We got to know.
There's only one more chaser. Nobody's this hype to start using the most.
All the drug is hip hop.
You love this life.
It's the Morning Detour on the mighty CKT 90.3 FM.
J'ai vu comment tu m'as regardé. Mon charme avait son effet. On verra qui fera le premier pas. En tout cas, ce sera pas moi. On m'a dit t'es dangereux, mais t'es mignon. Ah, tu sais trop ma com, oh non. Il va me ramener des problèmes, je sais. Moi j'aime bien, tu connais quand c'est piment. Tu vois plus les autres quand je suis dans les pages. Parmi, toi t'es envoûté. Tu t'en fous des autres, tu me dis fais-moi câlin. Parmi, toi t'es envoûté. D'ailleurs, mannequin sans force. Là qui fait la dégaine, qui fait la dégaine. Mannequin sans force. C'est malade.
Montreal, my city. Next weekend, the Afro Urban Fest. We got the Honorable KT Antoine coming in studio 8:30. We got Trenisha Brown coming at 8:15. This is the Guardians Mix. It's brought to you by Regulators. We are in the building, MTL Plug. We gonna start our own Rockefeller. Let's give him some Afro beats. I'm all shoulders this morning. Montreal, we outside.
Tu vois plus les autres quand je suis dans les pages. Par mes formes, toi t'es envoûté. Tu t'en fous des autres, tu me dis fais-moi câlin. Par mes formes, toi t'es envoûté. D'ailleurs, mannequin sans force. T'as qui fait la dégaine. Mannequin sans force. T'es malade again. Et si ça brille, je peux pas t'expliquer. T'es malade again.
Don't be shy. If you gotta leave your desk at work, it's okay. We vibing. DJ Maddy, Meezy's in the building. This is the mighty CKUT 90.3 FM. It's the Guardians mix. You know how we do this. You don't want to donate to this show? You don't want to see the more detail with the mighty CKUT? Big up to all the entrepreneurs in the city. Shout out Big Will, Ricky Not Nice. Afro Urban Fest next weekend. Let's do it for the culture. Let's go.
If you got a child, make sure say you bitter. If another nigga want carry my senorita, I go chop on like sin and say move it down.
Bad boys like you. I like bad boys like you.
Oh boy. Summer's around the corner. The day party's MTL Plug. I want to see the short skirts.
Bad boys like you. I like bad boys.
Everybody's
like
on deck.
We the guardians of the galaxy. This is how we vibe.
Bad boys like you. I like bad boys like you.
Donate to the CKT funding drive. CKUT.ca. CKUT.ca.
I want to invest in your body, I want to invest with my money, you know say now you are gonna marry, how many picking we go bunny, this our love no go funny, me I don't go play with my shorty, anytime I look at your body, yeah you they make me the honey, shorty your body make me go down low, waiting I go do without your love. Come on up in my bima. You know me, I really wanna take you for dinner. You know me, I get the money, pass in a pita. For my area, they call me Godzilla. For the brand, when they young, pata. If you catch him, make sure say you bitter. If another nigga want carry my senorita, I go chop him like sin, I say move it down.
Bad boys like you.
Hey, no, this is a remix, my boy in Atlanta, Bad Influence, we in the building, it's the remix, oh boy, it's only one more taste, nobody's this hype this early, they say I'm on drugs,
but my only drug is hip hop,
this is
the morning detour on the mighty CKT,
this is my man, Raquel Griffey, Atlanta, stand up baby, let's go,
baby girl, I hate it when you're wildin'.
Yeah.
The truth is, girl, you hold me down.
Hold on, pull it up, Maddie. This is my man, Raquel Griffey.
You got the play.
This is Atlanta, baby. It's the Guardians mix. You just want to grab a gal. You want to hold a pig.
You love me. Why need time for me?
Me say you got options. When they see you, all the boys are dead, love struck. Girl, I see your body, say you did some shots. Girl, I know go lie, your body got me fucked up. You don't need to tell me, say you got options.
Friday.
When they see you, all the boys are dead, love struck. Girl, I see your body, say you did. Girl, I know go lie, your body got me fucked up.
Let me help you.
Nobody just shake my hand, and long time you play games.
I want y'all my city next week. Urban Afro Fest. This year, the theme of living memories. Oh boy, 3 days of black excellence. Oh!
You don't need to tell me, say you got options.
I just want to go back home when I hear these tunes, Mizzy. I want to go back to the motherland.
Start up my
hey, hey. DJ Maddie. Guardians of the Galaxy. Please donate to the Morning Detour. CKUT.ca. If you love the vibes, if you love the energy, you know how we do things every Friday. 7 to 9.
Oh, you don't need to tell me. I am Trinisha Brown.
Big up, Trinisha Brown. Big up, big up, big up! Hey, you gotta love that Montreal talent, Measy. Trinisha Brown! Sometimes you gotta let them know, you know what I mean?
For sure. For sure.
You gotta understand people's true intentions.
For sure.
You know what I mean? Some people love you out of convenience. Some people's love is conditional. Trinisha Brown! This show's been brought to you by Regulators. Let's go! Montreal, we outside this summer. I can't wait for the day parties. Me and MTL Plug, we gotta do something. We about artistry. We about creators. This is the Morning Detour, Guardians of the Galaxy.
Party, I feel your body. Let's get it started.
the gig.
They're gonna see how we do it.
Okay.
They're gonna pray how we do it. All right. They'll be saying my, 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 oh my. Keep them saying my, 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 oh my. They won't believe how we do it. Big enemies when we do it all night. They'll be saying my, 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 oh my. Keep them saying my, 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 oh my. Tell me you around tonight. Cause I'm down tonight. No crowd tonight. Just I left without my pride. It won't be the first damn time. I give an inch, you give a different measure.
I keep going out of my way.
Is this hype this early? They say I'm on drugs.
You love this life.
The morning detour on the mighty CKT 94.3 FM.
We are the Guardians of the Galaxy. DJ Maddie, where's Scotty? Where you need him? This summer, I'm telling you. This summer, I'm telling you. Crew love. Montreal, my city, please donate. This is the best morning show in the country. We are the galaxy. We are the culture. This is the morning detour.
I am your host, M.I.Z.Y.
Hey.
Yeah,
I don't mind. I'ma wait for you all night. Come to my condo. Condo. Come to my condo. I know you really, really want to. Come to my condo. To my condo, I know you really, really want to come to my condo. She wants something, something. I want something, something. Early morning, feel it coming. Body so far, me that I wanna feel it. Maybe we tango, my shaggy, my cocoa. I've been waiting and waiting all my life. I'ma wait for you all night. Come to my condo.
Montreal, make sure you go to the Afro Urban Fest. The Afro Urban Fest happening next weekend.
It's the real battle for boss.
P. One more. Money come, money go, but I want you to know that my love is forever. You and I together. Money come, money go, but I want you to know that my love is forever. You and I together. Money come, money go, but I want you to know that my love is forever. But I want you to know that my love is forever. You and I together.
What's your money? Hey. This is how we doing it this morning. Montreal, my city, you're locked into the morning detour. It's the mighty CKT 90.3 FM. Legends live here. Make sure you look. Make sure you go to the festival Afro Urbain happening next weekend. The Urban Afro Fest. KT Antoine coming up at 8:30. Oh, she's like, oh boy, she's like the Canadian Queen Latifah. She does it all. She produces, she animates, she hosts. KT Antoine, what a treasure, man. What a treasure.
I'm gonna need your gun, I go my eye. I'm gonna need your
how we do things. You know how we do things. Watch out, my city. The hate is real. I'm the Montreal Kobe Bryant. They know that I'm nice. They hate that it's me. Let that sink in, B.
The girl of your dreams to me is probably not a challenge.
Yeah.
I've been counted out so many times I couldn't.
We need all the donations this Friday. CKT funding drive. Donate, donate, much on my city. I need you this morning. CKT.ca.
I've been counted out so many times I couldn't count.
Oh man, they can count me out forever. I live in space. Yeah.
Payback's a bitch and you know.
Oh, they gonna feel this.
Y'all niggas getting too old for this. Please don't think nobody notices.
Shit.
I've been up for way too many days.
Moon one.
Y'all sleep enough for me anyway.
DJ Maddie.
Y'all don't be doing shit anyway.
M-I-Z-Y, we in the building.
O-B-O-E-C and wraps up. We might just get here with Dorica.
We need all the money. Montreal, I need you like Kanye needs Kim Kardashian. We in the building. Yeah.
They gon' go Tony Montana and cop them some Shaq at the free throws.
There's only one moon chaser. Nobody's this good. Necessarily, they see him on drugs.
Only drug is hip-hop.
Come on, the Vito on the mighty CKT
9.3 FM. Montreal, my city, 8:22 in the morning. About 8 minutes, we have Uber creator, animator, host, web series, everything she's doing. Festival Afro Urbain, the Honorable. That's how I'm moving her now. KT Antoine should be 90 at this point.
Yeah, eh?
KT Antoine should be 90 at this point. Let me hit you with this. I was thinking about, I was talking to Dice B last night, and I think Dice B, you know, listen, man. Dice B and Don Smooth. For me, being a broadcaster radio, to me, this is my Magic Johnson and my Larry Bird.
There we go.
You know what I mean? This is my Kareem and
well
Magic.
Well deserved, by the way. Well deserved by them, by the way.
Let me throw this at you. Do we have a hip-hop Hall of Fame in Canada? Oh, we get mixy this morning.
Ooh, that's a very good question.
Yeah, because when you think about it, right? And you know, let's go beyond the sans pressions and all the things. But the culture of hip-hop in Quebec is really rich. It's not like for, say, Vancouver, where, you know, it's not flourishing. Mm-hmm. We have years in the game.
I mean, the French side is flourishing.
Yeah, that's a whole other conversation, too. But whenever I talk to artists on the French side, they say, well, you know, the Anglophone artists, they're not applying for the grants, they're not doing this, but you guys are not making it accessible, you guys are not making it easy for us to do it. A lot of things are, yeah, click online, but there's a way that they want the grants written. There's a way, and there's no...
That's where the English side fail.
Yeah.
And that goes for even entrepreneurs as well, like me as well, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's where, like, we're not touching these grants that these guys are touching. But... Once we do start touching these grants, though, like it's a whole new ball game.
MTL plug in the building. So I want to throw it at you. If we had a Quebec Hip Hop Hall of Fame, and it could even be Canadian Hall of Fame because it's Toronto and there's us. Right. Yes, there's a lot of great talent in Vancouver, but it's coming up.
Yeah.
Okay, so let me do specifically Quebec.
Okay, specifically.
If we had a Quebec Hall of Fame,
yeah,
and you know this is our first year doing it. You and I were you myself, MC Puna and Rhythm.
Yeah.
We're hosting the first ever Hip Hop Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
DJ Maddie, DJ Blaster, DJ Star Q, J.E. Buns, they're mixing the set. Who's the first couple people you're gonna throw in there? Hip Hop Hall of Fame from broadcasters to producers to program directors to artists. Who will be the first couple people you put in the Hip Hop Hall of Fame? Like,
okay. So, you know, you gotta put Ricky D in there.
Yeah.
You gotta put this guy in there.
Ricky D, yeah. Ricky D will be like, who's the owner of the Cowboys? Jerry West?
Yeah.
Ricky D is like the Jerry West of promoting hip hop culture in Montreal.
Yeah, see, you gotta put him.
You gotta put Ricky, okay.
If we talking about an artist.
Hey.
I threw one
different at you this month. It's the morning detour. You know, we always have intriguing conversations.
We talking about an artist, honestly.
Yeah. You put Bad News Brown in there?
But we have no choice, right? We have no choice. Like, we got to start with the Bad News. We got to start with all these guys. Like,
you got to put Dutch in there too, RP Dutch.
I keep forgetting this guy's name. He's from he's from LaSalle, a singer. He unfortunately passed away over a bag of whatever.
Who, Dave?
Yeah, petty, something very petty. That guy,
Dave Lockhart. Oh, he could sing.
That guy was doing Drake before Drake. I'm talking about singing and rapping before it's hot. Like,
yeah,
we had that. You know what I'm saying? That's why we're. Man, Montreal was trendsetters, but like it's just that we're not exposed. That's the
we never get that big pop from the show. People like we had the dream for R.I.P. Dave Lockhart.
But I, like right now, I'm just going fast. I'm just going fast.
I know you. No way, you'll come back.
I'm just going fast.
He'll be back in the summer.
But you got to put like Nate Huss. You got to
already.
It's not finished. It's not finished.
Okay,
that's why I say it's not finished.
He's in Curry mode. Yeah, like he's not enough to.
He's not in Curry mode. He's in Dame mode.
Okay.
He's in Dame mode. Like, okay. Curry's a different beast. You know what I'm saying? But he's in Dame mode. Still an all-star superstar, you know what I'm saying? But he just didn't get his. He didn't get his yet. That's all. He didn't get the right. He just couldn't get his yet. Yeah. That's all. But I'm pretty sure he's going to get his.
You put Nate there?
I put Nate there. You know, I put, I put Lab Noise in there. I put those guys there. They put on a lot.
Full
of
course.
People. Full course.
Richie, listen.
Yeah, you know I mean, I put Full Course on there.
And Richie from Full Course, he might get a double nod, because he's one of the first guys way before the smartphones and the camera phones. He was one of the first guys at all the hip hop events with the camera.
With the camera. Even giving these guys like a little platform.
Yeah.
Too, you know what I'm saying? When it was spit your bar game up.
Shout out to Lab Noise.
Another one I want to give.
This is a great conversation. So
February Cole.
Okay.
He gets his
Millie.
Just dudes. Yeah, Millie Mills. Like
Millie Mills.
He gets his just dudes because he was doing it
early.
Way early. And killing. And you know, Hot New Hip Hop was like. He was on it. Early.
So imagine.
That's when you know your boy Meezy be on. That's when you know your boy Meezy be on this hip hop thing, dog. Like, yo, holla at
imagine if he had DistroKid and all and
right?
all and
back
all
then?
And back then.
Over.
February Cole, Millie
this
Mills.
Is like Millie Mills was rapping like Meek before we even heard of Meek.
Yeah,
before we even heard of Meek.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, February.
See, this is the topic, Montreal, this morning.
He deserves his flower.
If we had a Quebec Hall of Fame of hip-hop music, who would we put in there? I heard names like Ricky D, Richie from Lab Noise, a lot of good names.
But I'm only naming dudes. What about women? What about girls? You know what I'm saying?
You got to put KT Antoine. I saw a video of KT Antoine in 1991, mm-hmm. Nuit Blanche, early, mm-hmm. with the short hair. How do you go, like, I can't wait to have Ron in a couple minutes. Mm-hmm. How do you go from being a host, then you a DJ, then you create Espacio Ben,
master of all
days, then you're part of the Afro Urban Fest, always a central idea working for the culture. Yo, KT Antoine invited me to an art show 2 years ago. Then you're doing the art shows. Mm-hmm. And Quiet as Kept, you know, she's been celebrated, she's won many awards. But yeah, KT Antoine, you got thrown there, man. KT Antoine, you have thrown there.
Easy S.
Yeah, Easy S, you got thrown
there. Easy S, you got to throw in there. Even LK the Goon, you know, like some of these guys.
Lady Oracle. Lady Oracle from CJLO.
Yeah.
Over 20 something years with was it DJ E Nice? What's his name? DJ E Nice. 20 years they've been doing the show on CJLO. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Me, I look up to them because I'm like, you guys been putting in the work.
Yeah.
Me, you I look know, up.
Even those. Sorry, I don't. I see. I'm just now.
No, but I got you thinking. But let you hold that, Maddie. Play me one song. Let me get KT Antoine live. Let's stop it. I'm gonna play the Ivani instrumental when I come back with KT Antoine. Give me one song, and we'll play that song.
Still having it, and I ain't glorifying it either. Let's go. She want the info.
She do.
I wanna talk about crypto. I'm tryna lead her, but bloody.
Ooh.
Like Bron when he threw that elbow.
Bron. Street sticky cup muddy.
Mud.
Closet looking like Rodeo.
Come look.
We got the play, play.
Missing, sitting them on a mission.
Mission.
My fingers itching cause of binges.
Itching.
Ain't pulled up dirty in a minute.
Drink.
Don't worry about it, mind your business.
Cause
you serving OG like it's Wendy's.
OG,
I'm in their mouth, no dentist.
Dr. Lee.
Give a fuck about an image.
Or what?
When we see them boys, we scrimmage.
Run.
Beam, bite, bustin'.
Damn.
Beat, bite, bustin', that's cold.
That's pro.
Any, meaning, money, which hope?
Which one?
Which flow did the pretty go?
Where?
I got some, but I really want more. Any weather, I'ma shine. Any weather, I'ma glow.
It don't matter, I'ma shine.
We run the globe.
Step on that boy without using my toes.
How you do that?
I wanna talk about crypto, get millions. Shout out my shot out like big up the skillet. A check on me now, but I'm chasing a billy. Bank account busting, I'm rich like really,
really.
Step back, my diamonds, they bang.
Bang.
New baguettes in the ring, they fang.
Yeah,
I dropped 500,000 on an Audemars wrist. But I still can't buy the first class plate.
I'm a
all night. Something busting inside. Put a good, that what she like.
What?
Bad kid like Dennis the Menace. Open up on a I'ma finish. Stay in the lab, I'm a chemist. She flip on me, she a gymnast. Any money more witch hoe. I know the baddest down 3 in a row. I ask him out like tic-tac-toe. She ain't bad, then her friend can go. I thought the you could learn from me. Let me don't turn from
don't turn
you in the info.
Info.
I treat the like a rito. Why did this fill up with crudo?
Yeah. Montreal, I see 8:31 in the morning. Oh boy.
It's moving.
I'm getting nervous. When people of her stature come on the show, I know we're in the right place.
Sir.
She's a businesswoman, an animator, a visual artist, a graphic designer. She's a coordinator for cultural events.
Let's go.
Afro Urban Fest is coming up. She has Espace Aubin. She's won a multitude of awards. I mean, she was even a Black History Month laureate.
Let's go.
She's been influencing hip-hop since 1991. I'd like to bring on the show this morning the Honorable KT Antoine. You know, that's what we're going to call her now, the Honorable KT Antoine. How you doing, Queen?
Oh, my God. What an introduction. I need to record that.
Oh, we have it for you,
Ma. And play every morning.
Oh. We have
thank you. Thank you.
First and foremost.
How you doing?
I'm doing great. First and foremost, Miss Antoine. You first of all, you never sleep. I've been following you for years. Well, people don't know, when we first created Morning Detour, you know, me and KT was trying to do a situation, but she TV, so she busy. So it's like, I couldn't get her. But we could have had the Morning Detour, me and KT, Antoine. It would have been even better than Charlamagne the God and Angela.
Oh, my God.
And Angela. Oh, me and you together would have been beautiful. You have to yes. come co-host. You have to come co-host.
I will. It's just, you know, you're saying I don't sleep. It's because I need to sleep in the morning. Oh, my God. This morning, and GPS told me 40 minutes. Oh, my God. It's like another country. Why?
Okay. I got so much things
but
to ask you.
We have to do it.
Listen. We definitely know. You have to link up with me. It's an honor for me to have you on the show. Now, let's pay the bills first. You know, let's talk about this Afro Urban Fest. I mean, seeing you, first and foremost, your dedication to African culture and Black culture in the city is unmatched by nobody. Man, woman, child, children, doesn't matter. Nobody loves Black people more than KT Antoine. That's a fact.
Love it.
You always work it. And you look the best in African print. I don't want to see nobody in African print if they're not KT Antoine. You look gorgeous.
Oh, wow.
You look gorgeous at Gala Dynasty. You are Black
thank
excellence.
You.
So let's pay the bills first because I want to get into some jokes with you after. Let's talk about. So this year, is it the fourth edition of the Afro Urban Festival?
It's the fourth edition with La Maison d'Haïti,
yeah.
coordinated by my organization, Union Urbaine. So I'm very, very proud of this. And it's a special edition because it's the 50th anniversary of La Maison d'Haïti, who's been doing an amazing work for the communities.
L'Union fait la force. So this year, the theme for the Afro Urban Festival is Living Memories. So can you just
yes.
expand on that real quick? You know, I feel we're going back to the roots on this one, KT.
Well, we experience everything that we experience in life today, everything that we enjoy has been passed from the legacy of
right.
our ancestors. And I think it's more important now than ever to celebrate our our ancestors, well, ancestors, you know, our parents, the people who were there before us, while they're with us, you know, we've had that tendency to wait after, you know, and then celebrate them.
No.
We want to celebrate with them.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
This year we're going to bring five celebrities, five people that have been making a difference for us in music, dance, visual art, movies, literature, and celebrate with them the legacy they've been, you know, building and living for themselves and for us. So that's why it's Mémoire Vivante this year.
Ooh.
And it's for the 50th anniversary of La Maison d'Haïti. It was obvious.
I tell you, she good. So Montreal, my city, we're talking about the Afro-Urban Festival. It's happening 25, 26, and 27 of March. It's open to everyone.
Yeah.
Without distinction,
it's open to everyone. It's free.
Mm.
It's,
you know, black people like that.
There's going to be a part online, and all the live concerts are going to be live at La Maison d'Haïti. But of course, if you're stuck at home, you'll still be able to enjoy the parties with us. So that's what's so beautiful with what we've been through, you know?
Technology.
It's left us with some new ways to work and celebrate and get together and communicate. So, you know, let's keep what works and go back to what we've been missing.
Indeed.
Oh, listen, man. We got Trenisha Brown coming up next, and she's one of the artists that's going to be performing at the Afro-Urban Festival. So you guys have concerts, tributes, you guys have roundtables, you guys have meetings, major interviews, screenings of films, and, of course, the vernissage. That's what I was telling you about, Maisie. Katie Antoine invited me to the vernissage.
Yeah.
I was like, she does this too. So I've been trying to wrap my head around. So, okay, so let me go here with you.
We paid
the bills. Let me go here with you, Katie. What do you do? You know what I mean? Because I'm like, I've been to so many things. I'm like, she paints.
What she not do?
She hosts.
Yeah.
Apparently she could DJ too. Like, what? Like, when's the mix?
Well, what do I do? I discover myself and enjoy my
bars.
Gifts, you know, and make them to good use for myself and my communities. That's what I do. And I, you know, while it's my turn to live this life, I try to do what I really enjoy and get to know myself and you know, forgive myself and learn and stay surprised and curious. That's what I do. Life is short, you know?
Hey.
Yeah.
Hey,
life is short.
I tell you, when I come back from my Running with Wolf podcast, KT Antoine's on my list. We're going to have one of the most rawest conversations. It's going to be like 3 hours. It's going to be like Drink Champs without the drinks. It's just the prestige. I'm going to talk about the web series, but I got to highlight this because I think it's so pivotal for Montreal, just business. Talk to me real quick about what has the experience owning Boutique Espace Urbain has been for you, because I've seen it flourish. I've seen it grow. It's eclectic. It's beautiful. It's black. It's strong. What does Boutique Espace Urbain mean to you now?
Well, Boutique Espace Urbain started in 2015. Mm. And it's really the idea was to create a permanent space where we can, you know, grow. Yeah, that's it. A permanent space where we can grow, because we're amazing at building businesses and being creatives. But what about, you know, being where we're not like expected? What about, you know, occupy the spaces? And that's where I'm at. And I really wanted to pay attention. What's missing? What can make a difference? Right here, right now, and what can I do with what I have? And I didn't have much, you know?
Yeah.
I have great ideas and energy and talent, but I have also that talent to bring people together.
Yeah.
And that's what I do. I bring people together and we find new ways to you know, to live our lives, to be professionals, And mostly to be happy. What about being happy, you know?
Yeah. And it's free.
Yeah,
to be happy,
amazing
it's free.
Drive.
Yeah, no, KT is special. KT, I want to ask you
drive.
This. Amongst all the things that you're doing, you got the festival, Afro Urbain, you got Boutique Espace Urbain. Then I see you come around with a web series. Talk to me about Pat Montier. It looked great. I think you guys are using like 6K. Y'all look great. I watched the series. It's beautiful. Let the city of Montreal, especially the West Side, know what is Pat Martel, the web series, about. It's on EC2.tv. So what's that series about?
Yeah, Pat Martel, that's like an amazing gift that came to me and came to us as a community, as Black communities, I like to precise, you know. It's a first show of 8 episodes, a first season, Pat Martel, where me, Shelby Jean-Baptiste, which is the creator, and Irdens Exantus, we talk about like subjects that we already talk about, you know, amongst us, yeah, with exactly. our friends, families, and coworkers, you know. We talk about like hair, pigmentation, healthcare. We already talk about that, but let's talk about it with our own perspective, you know, with our own narrative.
Yeah, yeah.
And we talk about it with celebrities and professionals in the subject. So it goes as far as colorism, healthcare,
yeah.
Toxic masculinity, feminism. It's very rare that you can see that type of program, you know, at Radio Canada. So we're so proud to be able, you know, to offer a tool to you know, help us get yeah. together and listen one another.
You gonna get the same thing.
And share experiences. Yeah. I think it's, you know, it's a great platform to show how we can do that. It's not perfect because the three of us, we come with our own experiences. Yeah. And it shows that it doesn't need to be perfect. It just needs to be honest.
Yeah. Oh, bars.
And as soon as you can name a situation, you can name a dynamic, you know, we realize that through that show, it was the first time we had to name some types of dynamics we've been through and understand
yeah.
how we react to it and how we can be better or how, you know, get to understand.
Yeah.
And Whoa. That's precious.
What a show.
It's part of the solution, obviously.
Hey. Yeah, Kate D'Antoine, yo, listen, we got to work on your EP. Mm. We got to work on your album.
Mm.
It's not about it's not about being perfect. It's about being honest, God damn it.
Let's go.
Kate D'Antoine, thank you for being on the show. But one more time, we got to plug it up. The Afro Urban Festival happening next weekend, 25, 26, 27. Maison d'Haïti celebrating 50 years in the game, doing great work. The theme this year is Living Memories. Kate D'Antoine, listen, I can't, listen, we got to sit down, man. We got to talk, man. You over there at CBC.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much.
I don't think I didn't see you on the side of the XM bus. We got to talk. We got to talk.
We will.
We got to talk.
We're talking like so soon.
Hold on. I was just telling DJ Maddie, you were telling me off air, you didn't know that Ian and Weezy was the same person.
Oh, my God. You know what, Weezy? I just realized that because you called me back and the idea was Ian. So every time I would email back Ian, for me it was like some type of intern, someone from the team, and then there's Weezy, you know?
My city.
The same person, oh my God.
KT Antoine, we got hooked up. I call you the Canadian Queen Latifah because there's nothing you can't do, and you're Black and you're excellent. Thank you for being on the show.
Thank you so much. Much success. Enjoy your day.
You too.
Peace. Love.
Montreal, my city. Keep it locked. Coming up next, Trenisha Brown. Afro Urban Festival. Oh, I love this song. Hey.
Just one come take all the thing. Stop one like you did, give me ring.
Yes. We got Tanisha Brown in the building. You know what I mean? Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Yes.
Hold on. You got to come up on the mic.
Thank you for having me.
Yes. So let's talk about this new track you're just about to put out, right? The EP. The track that you just put out right now that we just heard.
Lockdown.
Let's talk about that. How long have you been working on it? Like, have you been on it for a long time? You know, have you made a video for it yet?
I haven't shot a video for that song in particular. The project was, well, the single was released in like 2020. The single was released in 2020.
Yes.
It's basically a part of an entire EP called Good Vibes Only Volume 1.
Yes.
The EP was available on all major streaming platforms. Recently removed it.
Okay.
So I plan on re-releasing it.
I hear, while we were off air, I hear that you're going to perform a 20 to 25 minute set.
Yes.
You ready for that?
Yeah.
Yeah. How many songs is that? What? Like swipe? Six, five songs? Maybe seven?
About 7 to 8.
And is it only you on stage, or you have like a whole set?
It'll be me and another artist.
Okay.
Sessa, 7:30.
Oh, that's the family.
Is this part of your label as well?
The artist. We work together.
Okay.
She's not a part of the label.
Okay.
Officially.
Yeah, you know Sessa.
Yeah, you know Sessa.
I know Sessa. Swim across the street.
Yeah.
So you're performing at Afro Urban Festival. You're born in Trinidad and Tobago, raised by your grandparents. So what are your major influences in music? Because I see you do a little bit of everything, man. I couldn't play the abortion song because they might have fined me on it. But that was a really good song. Like, you make some really, really good music, man. It has a good upbeat feel. I feel like it's like a version of Coffee, but it's still your sound. Like, only you could sound like Tanisha Brown.
Yes, definitely.
Nobody could sound like you, and I think that's dope when you're an artist. That you can see people trying to donate money and stuff, that you have a unique sound.
Well, I will say that I am inspired by other artists. So, yes, I do listen to artists like Coffee, Burna Boy, Omalay, you know.
I'd like to see you and Omalay do a feature. And then do a feature.
That
would
be wonderful.
And it's definitely possible because, like, you're doing Afro-Caribbean sound. They do Afro beats just itself. So, you know, you still have this little infusion thing, and that might be appealing to them. That's really dope.
What guided you to the Afro sound?
What guided me to the Afro? That's a good question. I was going through like a transition, you know. It's like a shift. Mm. It was more so like a spiritual thing, if you ask me.
Okay.
Honestly speaking, looking back at my previous work, it was a lot of hip hop.
Yeah.
And a lot of rapping.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you're in some of my volume.
And I still I love rap. I love hip hop overall. It's, you know, it's my first love. Mm-hmm. You know, but over the years, I kind of felt like the energy that came with it, I didn't like it.
Mm-hmm.
Especially, you know, we're going through like a whole new generation.
Yeah.
Music is not the same anymore.
No.
You know, I'm kind of, you can basically consider me like a old school type of person, you know. Mm. Grew up listening to, like, you know, J. Cole.
So J. Cole's old school now.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say.
We old now.
To the new generation, yeah. Yes. Okay. He's like a rap mogul, you know.
Yeah.
And so, like, you know, J. Cole, Foxy, Lauren, you know, artists like that. I was listening to them.
Mm-hmm.
It was my coping mechanism, you know, just writing stuff on paper. Whenever I felt something, I would just use it as a way to express my emotions.
Was you always Tanisha Brown?
Yeah, well, the name Tanisha, it came with me, it came over time.
Mm-hmm.
Before, I would go by the name of Tipsy.
Hey.
Tipsy Disha.
Tipsy Disha. All right, girl. Okay, let's get it.
But
You don't like Tipsy Deja?
No, the whole Tipsy. Well, the name was given to me.
Yeah.
You know? Okay. And the energy that comes with it, I said, you know what? I need to change this name.
Yeah.
Because everything holds energy.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Change the narrative.
I have to change the narrative and everything, you know?
Oh, yo, I want to ask you this. It says you write about the power of love versus riches. You write about intimacy, long-distance relationships. Long-distance relationships are horrible. No,
nobody
should do that. It's like, I was in a long-distance relationship for almost a decade. I'm like, what a waste. But the worst thing about long-distance relationships... No, because the worst thing about long-distance relationships is that you have to plan your intimacy. Like, you have to plan when you're going to come down or you guys are going to link up and you guys gonna sleep together.
Yeah.
And that's not organic. That's not real. You talk about police brutality. How important is it for you to talk about some of the strife and some of the struggle, especially you being black and you being a woman? How important is that for you to put that in your music? For some people, when we get too real, we get too deep, it kind of turns them off. But you're a real person. You make real music.
And on top of that, when you do the music, like, everyone's going to hear, right? So it's like you're really being vulnerable when you
It takes much energy, you know, it takes much energy to put out a certain type of energy.
Yeah.
You know, and being mindful of that, knowing that everything you put out comes back to you.
Yeah.
So.
Do you ever get scared being, cause I listen to your music and you're pretty damn honest. Do you ever get scared being that vulnerable on your records and then you have to go perform it live? Cause like Summer Walker could be going through that too. She's like, she doesn't like to perform certain songs cause she's so real with it. And then you perform it live and you have to relive those emotions that you were writing about. Do you get scared to like relive that vulnerability that you show on your tracks?
No, because it's part of who I am. It's my life. It's my experience. You know. Mm. So to try to create a whole narrative that it has nothing pertaining to do with my experience. Mm. Why would I want to experience something like that's not part of me?
Yeah, there you go, Tanisha Brown. Babe, I'm telling you, it's real. Now. I know you're going to perform at the Afro Urban Festival next weekend, but I need another EP from you. So can we get some insights? When will be the next EP and what kind of sound do you want to do on it?
The next EP.
I know you got something in the vault. I know you got some tracks in the vault.
Well, she's being very modest right now. She's a boss, you know. She has a label. She got other people to put. Like, she's out here just being very modest, but, like, she's not really talking.
What about your own personal project? Do you have an EP coming out soon, or are you just going to work on the affiliate artists under your label?
I have a new album.
Mm.
I have a few projects I'm sitting on. I have an album. Well, we have an album.
Okay.
No, I wanted to go about introducing everyone on an entire album. It's in the works right now. However... putting out projects back to back.
Some Kanye shit.
it's good, but also at the same time, there's a way you have to go about it. You have to be strategic in everything you do.
Mm.
So that being said, may just be releasing a few singles here and there to see, you know, how things play out, and then put the album out.
Oh, man.
So let's just ballpark it. If we just want to ballpark. What are we talking about? We talking about like summertime, springtime, fall time.
Because you make good music. You hold them back on us. Like.
And you do the Afro, so we're all thinking summer.
Yeah.
Right? We're thinking summer, barbecue time.
Boozy brunch. I want to hear Tanisha daytime, Brown at the boozy brunch.
Daytime,
like, what's up?
Daytime music. What are we thinking?
There's no release date at the moment.
So we're not. So
I'm not gonna hang like myself by giving you a date and not fulfilling that date.
You're like, we're not gonna come on the Detroit again. We're on the Detroit. Tanisha Brown is dropping this day. It's gonna drop this day. But listen, man, I love your music. I was introduced to you through the Afro Urban Festival, so now I know about you now. So I'll follow up. It's really dope stuff, man. You're really talented, man. You really got something there. I know you're trying to put other people on, but you know you're also fire too. You know what I mean?
Appreciate you. Thank you.
So Montreal, my city, if you want to listen to Tanisha Brown, she'll be at the Afro Urban Festival next weekend. Do you know which slot you're doing? I know it's the 25, the 26, and the 27. You know which day you'll be performing?
The 26th.
26, Trenisha Brown, the 26. I'm about to go down to the Afro Urban Festival.
20 minutes with Trenisha Brown, man. Gotta
20 minutes.
Down, yeah, you got to hear the music.
Before I let you go, Trenisha Brown, are you going to dance and stuff too? Are you going to give a full show? Or is that, oh, I got the smile. She's like, I'm Trini. You know I'm going to move the waist. You know I'm going to move the waist. Are we getting a full show?
Yeah, there will be some maybe not so much dancing, but there will be some, you know.
Some vibes.
Munch
some
on
vibes.
My city. I'm going to be in the building.
Some vibes.
On the 26th, I'm marking it down. Do we have a time for your performance? Did he give you a slot yet?
No, I don't have a time yet.
I'm going to call KT Antoine after. I need to know when Trenisha's performing. Shout out to Trenisha Brown. Thank you for being on the show. She'll be performing at Afro Urban Festival happening next weekend, 25, 26, 27. Also celebrating the 50 years of creation of the Maison d'Haïti, L'Union fait la force. Trenisha Brown, thank you for being on the show. Now we have some good Trenisha Brown music to add to our playlist, the lockdown. And when you have new music, please send it over, man.
I will do. Thank you.
All right, thanks. Montreal, my city, 857. Listen, if you try and donate to the Morning Detour, it's a CKT funding drive. The number is, oh, I got rid of the number. The paper got messed up. It's on the live, though. I got rid of the number.
It's on the live, though.
But, yeah, you could donate CKT.ca. It's a community morning show. Our goal this year is 35K. Afro Urban Festival next week. We still got Dice B and those guys coming through next week. Next week, we're doing a four-hour show. It's sponsored by Big Will. Oh, boy. Big Will does the best comedy shows, events, sipping paint, all that. So next week's show, we're going from 7 to 11, a four-hour slot. DJ, man, you got some music to close us out with? What do you want to close out with? Okay. So thank you, Montreal. It's been a beautiful 2 hours. You've been listening to The Morning Detour, the only urban fire morning show in the country. Meezy, thank you so much. MTL Plus.
Hey, man, thank you for having me, man. Thank you for telling me to the detour. Appreciate y'all.
Please come back, because we'll have a deeper conversation.
Oh, for sure. We got to talk about that KD, though. Yeah. Anybody else? Anything else?
Playoff time, I'm going to have you back on, because, listen, Kevin Durant is not the GOAT, bro.
And I am your host, M-I-Z-Y, and I'm out.
Oh, before you go, when can they see your next release, your next interview?
Okay, so I'm going to have 3 interviews coming up. I just got, let's just say, for sure, by April the 20th. Because I got a big interview, and it's coming big time. And you guys going to see what's up. You know your boy went down and get the artist, baby.
That's my guy.
Yes, sir.
MTL Plug. Can't wait to share that. Yeah, man, you the dude, man. This guy's like the Black Clive Davis.
Let's go.
Give him a Sony. Watch out, my city, DJ Matty, CKT, where legends live. Let's get it.
Skirt.
Chronics, left, right, just come, left, right. Hey, I'm here, I'm here. Say, here comes trouble, here comes the danger, sent by the Savior, welcome the Rasta youths. I and I start recruit, soldiers for Selassie army. Here comes trouble, here comes the danger, welcome the Savior, welcome the Rasta youths. You're not for axes.
What's the matter? Is everything all right? That's okay. I've got just the right thing for you. CKUT
90.3 FM. You're listening to CKUT 90.3 FM.
Good morning and welcome. This is Jazz Amok.